Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for another daily editorial. It is Thursday, July 23rd. We've got some really bad stuff going on right now in the local area, being defined as Seattle, Washington, and certainly Portland, Oregon. It is absolutely time for reflection, for lack of better terms, on each of us as an individual. Do we want this type of insurgency, rioting to continue on and not worry about it? I have to say, no, we definitely don't. In the CHOP yesterday evening in Seattle, Washington, protesters broke into businesses, physical destruction. Jimmy, there is something going on right now that to me is terrifying. It isn't these idiot protesters that are behind it. There are some forces behind it that you and I, maybe you understand it, but I simply don't. Any comments?
Yeah, so what we see in Seattle is this continuation of violence. The same thing's happening in Portland, same thing's happening in Chicago, the same thing's happening in New York and major cities around the country. This is an organized, very efficient, well-resourced action by activists in order to undermine faith and confidence in local leadership and, most importantly, in our federal government. And unfortunately, no one is in these mostly leftist or progressive cities are taking action to protect innocent lives or businesses or even, you know, their cities at all. And it's becoming absolutely just disgusting, but it is a coordinated operation that is attempting to undermine our government.
Let's go back to something you and I discussed a while back and something that I'm sure will be discussed tomorrow evening at any type of conservative meeting here in our area. Number one, Jay Inslee is doing absolutely nothing as the governor of Washington. He needs to be voted out of office. The mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, some action has to be taken against her. This is totally out of hand at this point in time.
It's sedition. It's actual treason. These people are obligated by oath to protect their people, to support the constitutions of their states and the Constitution of the United States. And they are not doing it. And they are actively participating, if not supporting tacitly, these actions that are destroying people's lives. And it can't be tolerated. Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, walked into the protesters last night. All they did was scream at him. He's been defending them and protecting them and going against the federal police that are protecting the federal buildings there. And they start yelling and screaming at him. Jenny Durkin doesn't take action until they protest at her house. These people aren't going to stop. The violence isn't going to stop. They are well-resourced. They're coordinated. They're taking actions in order to undermine these cities. And this is what they get. And, you know, I don't know if voting them out is going to stop. You know, it's going to stop this. This is going to have to take some actual powerful response by law enforcement to hold these protesters accountable for the destruction they're doing. And right now, the local governance is failing miserably.
Jim, what's going on in Seattle? Why didn't the police get involved last night?
So specifically because the tools that they can use to stop these types of riots have been taken away, and they're under intense pressure to not inhibit the protesters from the city council and from the mayor. Specifically, they withdrew the opportunity to use tear gas, CS gas. They've basically any chemical irritants, ultrasonic cannons, and other devices that can cause pain or discomfort are actually restricted in the latest ordinance. A federal judge is allowing it to go through, that ordinance to go through, because they keep claiming peaceful protest. But these aren't peaceful protesters. These are violent activists.
I think what's going on right now, I don't think what's going on right now, Jim, I know what's going on right now. We have to take action, and we have to initially take action at the ballot box. There are a whole lot of elected officials right now that need to be voted out of office. The problem, Jim, is real simple. That may not do any good. If it doesn't do any good, you and I are going to be in trouble.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.